We'll start the next sugya. This is a quicker sugya than the ones we've had. The sugya of Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. So we're talking all along about Shnayim Ayis and Betalis. So the Gemara now has a variation. Two people, Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, two people are holding a shtar. So the Gemara is going to say that really it's Yechloiku. A question, if you need Kiyum, you don't need Kiyum. But basically, we're going to talk about Yachloiku, and we'll get into Pratim. So before we even start the Gemara, we have to just think out loud. What would we say? We learned Shnayim Ayis and Betalis already for quite a while. So what would we say if two people are holding a shtar, and just the Pashtus at first glance, what should be the din if two people are holding a shtar? What's the Hashkafa Rishayim? Two people holding a shtar. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and this is the shtar. And Shimon says, no, I paid you already. I got the shtar back. What should be, who's stronger? The Malvo or the Loibu? Who has a stronger position in the Taina? The shtar, they're equal. They're both holding equally. Bashkofer Rishayna, who's in the driver's seat? Who's the one with the... Shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. What?
It has the hemping on it? Or?
Yeah, well, we're going to get into whether it needs a kiyum. Let's say it has a kiyum. It has a kiyum. So who's stronger? Malvas is stronger. Everyone agrees the Malvas is stronger. I thought everyone was going to say the life is stronger.
Huh?
There's a kiyum. Yeah, but he's not denying the kiyum. He's just saying I paid already. What? I was sure that everyone's going to say that the life is stronger because somebody's in the chaveir al avaraya. That's what everyone's going to say. Who's stronger? Well, the life is the music. The life is holding the cash. He's got the cash in his pocket. So the malv is not holding the money.
He's holding
the shtar. But the shtar they're holding equally. The two of them are holding it the same. Yeah, but they're equally holding. The shtar is good enough to get him money, and the shtar is good enough to pat to him for money. If the leva would have the shtar, he'd be fatu. If the malv would have the shtar, then he'd be a tevet. They're equal. He's holding it halfway, he's holding it halfway. That makes them equal. So what else is there? There's no other rayas. There's no other raya around. So I thought everyone's going to say that the loiva is the musik. The loiva should be the musik. Right? We're saying right away, it's the same as our Mishnah, Yachloiku, you don't hold it in the Mishnah, Shnayim Ayis and Betalis, right? The Gemara's going to ask. But isn't the loiva stronger? How come you all said the malva is strong? Isn't the loiva stronger? He's the musik. He's got the money in his pocket.
You know that the star says it's all his own money.
So what's that called? What's the name for that?
It's not one more over the other. It's a good shtar, and just as much as the mala, one is the lid. It's a new shtar. I have before. There's already halos. It's already there's a long shtar.
How we call that? What the nida in this Gemara? The nida in the Gemara. Of before the Gemara itself goes into the question of Kiyum. But the Nidin of Shnayim Ayisim is a Nidin of Eini Yodei Am Paraticha. Eini Yodei Am Paraticha means this. It means, if I'm Mesupik, if I owe you money, that's Eini Yodei Am Nischayafti. I don't know, maybe I do owe you money, I don't. If there's a Suffik, if I owe you, then the Muzik wins. Then the one with the cash wins. Because the Suffik is, do I owe you? Don't I owe you? So if I'm Mosik, I will. There's a concept of Eini Yodei Am Paraticha. We know for sure there was a Eschaivus. We know for sure there was a loan. That's for sure. And the suffix is Eini Yodei Am Paraticha. I'm not sure if I paid you back. In a case of Eini Yodei Am Paraticha, there the Malva has a din as the Mosik. Because we know for sure that there was a Eschaivus at some moment. We know at some moment there was a Eschaivus. And since we know at some moment there was a Eschaivus, it's only we're not sure, did he pay back, didn't he pay back? He says, I paid you back, and I grabbed and I had the shtar. He says, he didn't give me back. That means the last sure thing that everyone agrees about is that there was Es Chaibus. Everyone agrees that Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Question is only, did he repay him? So the Nida in here is like this. The Laiva has the advantage, he's a Muzik in the cash. The Malva has an advantage that this is a case of Eini Adam Praticha. There was a Vadai His Chaibus, and a suffix if there was any type of pirayin on that. That's called Eini Adeya Imperaticha. Now typically, Eini Adeya Imperaticha, the Malva should win. The Malva should get the whole thing. Because there was a Vadei Yischaivus, and there was a certain amount, and they're arguing if he was paid or not. So, actually what everyone said was right. The Malva is really the one who is, so to speak, the Muzik. He's not the Muzik in the cash, but in the eyes of Din, he's stronger.
That's only if he has a star.
No, he's Pashtus, he's stronger because we know there was a Schaivus and we know there was a Pirai.
You're right, but the point is his whole Kayak saying this is Schaivus is why we have the star.
Well, the life is made that it was a Schaivus.
I said that, but he also said that what his mind does and help us because he said, I also pay it back. And now the shtar is his whole kayak, but the shtar, if he would have given the shtar to the loiva, so that he loses, then it's nothing. Then the
so the shtar, they're equally holding. So the malva is holding the shtar just as much as the loiva is holding the shtar. They're equally holding the shtar. The shtar is in a market.
Okay,
Rav Shach, in the Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Tayim V'Nitin, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin. In this piece, he goes through the old question we had: if Shnayim Ozim, if you're holding B'Torah Zvadai, or you're holding B'Torah Safik. The Shaila we had on the Bezam and Aleph: by Shnayim Ozim B'Talis, do we say each one's holding the whole? Each one's holding a Chelik of a B'Torah Zvadai, or each one is only holding a B'Torah Safik? We've spoken about this numerous times. So Shach says, Bashkafer Rishayna. This Gemara seems to be a raya that it's B'Torah Zvadai. Because over here, we're saying Yachlaiku, means we're being Maitzi Mamin from the Loiva who's a Mozik. If you can't be Maitzi Mamin from the Loiva who's a Mozik, B'Kayach Safik. You can never be Maitzi from a Mozik, B'Kayach Safik. So it must be that B'Shnai Mozim B'Shtar, each one has some level of Adois on his in his tfisa on the shtar. And he says, if you learn his B'Torah Safik, how could he be Teveya? So to explain how could you be Teveya to B'Torah Safik, to explain this Gemara, he brings a Rashba that we had in Gittin on Daf Ayin Ches. We had last year Perek HaZayrik. In the following, the Rashba was going in the following case. The Mishnah said, if you throw a get to a woman, karav la, it's a good get, karav loy, it's not a good get, mechza al mechza is a suffic get. The Gemara says, hechi dami, what's the case of mechza al mechza? So one pshat is that there are two kitei edim. One pair of edim say it was closer to him, one says it was closer to her, and then it blives a suffic. The Gemara there says, V'chein le'inyin mamayna. The same thing by money. What's the case of mamayna there? Reuven owes Shimon money. And Reuven throws it to Shimon in a simta, in a place where if it's closer to Shimon, Shimon's kinda. And if it's closer to Reuven, Reuven's kinda. So he throws the money to Shimon, it lands on the ground. And he says, okay, I don't owe you anything anymore. And then afterwards, somebody steals the money. So the question is, could Reuven say, look, I paid you. Your thing was stolen. Or Shimon could say, I never was paid. So the Gemara says, v'chein linya mamayna, if it's karev to him, then it's paid. It says, if it's karev to the malva, then he was paid. If it's karev to the laiva, he wasn't paid. If it's trey b'trey, if two eidim say it was closer to him, two eidim say it was closer to her, yachloikum. If the two eidim say it was closer to the malvin, two eidim closer to the levi, yachloikum, they should divide. Now, that case is kamat the same as our case, isn't it? Our case, that both, there was a vadeh alone, and they're holding the shtar and screaming at each other, arguing over what happened. Over there, same thing, there was vadeh alone. And the money landed in a place where two eidim say closer to him, two eidim say closer to her, two eidim close to the malva, two eidim close to the laiva. It's pretty much the same idea. There was the laiva is a mozik. The malva has on his side any of their praticha. So the Rashba there says, in the beer of the Gemara, or if Shach brings, the Rashba says a klal, that any idea praticha always wins. The malva wins in the case of any idea praticha, unless we see a suffix. Not because of the tigers. We see a suffix. There's a suffix, clearly there's a suffix lefanenu. In that Gemara there, two Adim say karev to him, two Adim say karev to him. That's called, there's a suffix in front of us. We call it a vadai suffix. There's certainly a suffix, not just because he's saying something. Saying, I think, that's not enough. But there, the facts create a suffix. The facts that we can see with our own eyes, in this case, the Shtei Kitei Edim, they create a suffix. In a case where one person is a Mozik, and the other person has on his side any Adei and Praticha, so the Malva should win. And we see a suffix, that's Yachloiku. The Adei and Praticha is weak, because we have a suffix to say maybe he did pay him, he threw him money, maybe it was carved to him. So the Rashba's klal is that when we have our idea that any adam praticha de malva wins, that's all if there's no suffix lefaneinu. If we don't have clearly a suffix in front of us. This is the Rashba's klal there in Gittin, in that case. Rav Shach says it's the same thing by us. Our Gemara is the same thing. The Leiva on his side has that he's a muzik in the cash. The Malva has, for his side, that it's a case of Ene Dan Praticha. So that's good for the Malva, because the Malva says that we know there was Eschaivas, pay. And really, the Malva would win. Shneim Ezen Betalus, or Shneim Aduk and Bishtar, rather. When they're holding the Shtar, that creates a Vadai Suffolk. It creates a certainty that there's some type of Suffolk here. We see it with our own eyes. They're both holding it. It creates a Tzad Suffolk. When you create a tzad safik, then any adam praticha becomes a din of yachlaiku. The any adam praticha doesn't win. That's the Rashba's klal. Rav Shach uses it for our Gemara. And with this he gains to answer that even if Yod Shnayim Ozim Betalis is only a safik, Shnayim Ozim is a safik, so how could a safik work? That's all you need, the Rashba says, is a suffix. Because you have any damn praticha, really the Malva would win. If there's a tzad suffix lefaneinu, that there was a pirayin, then that creates the suffix of our Mishnah.
You have a point, a mutzik, the suffix doesn't win against the Maritama. Here, this guy's a Maritama. I definitely own Mishnah once upon a time. You said that maybe you didn't, you come back from mutzik, both mutzik the suffix, since I'm one of the two mutzik.
So what do we say by Mekachumem? Gara, that even though there's a Marikama, by Shteimers and Betalvas, still Yachloikum.
No, but it's called a case of Mitzia, or a case of, we don't know which one of the two of them is. It's the whole case. We didn't know which one of the two of them was, and we know Vade once upon a time belonged to him, so he's a Moses.
So you want the Demari Kama and the Guf Hashtar should pass the ice. That's what you're saying. Yeah, let's see, that's true. I don't know. Not sure. But anyway, as far as Pshat now Gemara is concerned, this is the way Rav Shach learns up the Gemara.
Why is our case in Idea and Praticha?
Because there was any Idea Praticha means there was a Vade Halva. Because
he's saying himself, right. In the case of Safa Karabla, he's not sure he paid or not. Over here, he's saying, I for sure paid.
He's not saying any of the Aparticha. The expression of the Aparticha just means that our suffix is if there was a Pirai. So just like somebody who's Mosek in money, the Mosek wins. Once we know there was a loan, the Malva should win. That's what the Aparticha means. When there's Sveikis, the Malva should win. So here, since there was a Safi Pirai, it's Maitzi from that Kayach.
Well, why the Rashba and why is the Safi, any Safi?
Not a suffix based on the time, a suffix based on either Edim or something we see with our eyes. It has to be a suffix that's independent from their time. If a person just says, I paid, that doesn't create a suffix. It has to be a suffix, sort of a Gerard of Minor. There has to be some clear suffix in front of us, some reason
but
to be the suffix.
The question of maybe Edim, what is that based on?
That's a chazaka. No, it's just like you could be a chazaka in a mammon, you could be a chazaka in a kol
reshiva.
Can we
say this thing of a safi by other chazakas? By a different chazaka.
Only by mammonis. It's only shaykh by mammonis.
No, even but okay, but not by alone. Let's say machlef par v'chamor. I'm a safi. When is it born?
Well, there's not going to be any chazaka on the behalf of the teveya. It's rare a teveh as a chazak. It had to be that he owes him money either from a sale or from a... that there was a moment in time that he vade owed him money. That's what we need. And then it's any damn praticha, but it's a loan or not a loan. There had to be a moment where there's a vade, a moment in time that he vade owed him money. So. It comes out, though, from this Rav Shach, a tremendous chilek. It comes out, Rav Shach says this himself... Look how the Gemara tells up the case. Shnayim adukim mishtar. Malva yishaliyu v'nafal mimeni umetzasiv. That's easy. The Malva says, I had it and I lost it. Loiva amar shalchlihu uparativ lach. Now, what happens if the loiva would say, shalihu, and I never borrowed with it? Yeah? The same case, the holding a shtar. Malva says, you borrowed money. And this is the shtar. And the loiva says, I never borrowed. I wrote up the shtar, I'm planning to borrow. I never borrowed the money yet. You hear the case? The same case, but the loiva is saying something else. The loiva is saying, I never borrowed.
Well, the money amount is it? What money amount is it? You didn't borrow it.
Why say money? Because every time I want to borrow money, I go to a cipher, he writes, Kaisen shtar loiva, afal pishen amal v'imai. The loiva goes to a cipher, they write a shtar. And the loiva, before he borrows, he has the shtar.
He doesn't write the amount.
He writes the amount.
He knows how much he's
going to get. Yeah, they make up, I'm going to borrow $1,000. He writes up a shtar. So what would be the din in such a case?
Huh?
That's what should come out. Why? If you learn the Gemara Pashit before we got into this whole shtickle Torah, what's the difference if the loiva says I paid, or if the loiva says I never borrowed? If I learned the Gemara Pashit, I would say it's exactly the same thing. Was it I paid or I never borrowed? Mein afkamina. But once you learn the Gemara, the way Rav Shach is explaining, that the Gemara has to be a case of ein edam praticha, meaning it has to be a case where there was a loan, or else the malva is out. If the loiva says I never borrowed, then the loiva should automatically win because he's a mozik in the money. He's a mozik in the cash. You have to remember, Edim are allowed to sign a shtar for a loiva before the loan. Right? The loiva has the shtar all written up and all signed, and then he gives it to the malva when he gets the money. But the shtar is written before, that's normal. Kaisa shtar la loiva, afal pishena malva ima. We write a shtar for a loiva before the malva arrives. And Edim are allowed to sign. You could sign on a piece of paper that if you're at a wedding, they ask you to sign the marriage license, but you didn't see it yet. Nothing wrong. In halacha, if I plan to sell a house, so I have Edim sign that I sold it. I didn't sell it yet. I have Edim sign it, and when I go to the contract, I give over the contract at the time I'm selling it. But a shtar, it's normal to write it and sign it beforehand. So, Rav Shach says that Lafi, the way I understand this Gemara, with that Rashba, the way I understand this Gemara is dafka, such a case. Dafka, the loiva says that I borrowed money. If the loiva would have said, I never borrowed, if the Leiva would have said, I never ever borrowed, this Gemara wouldn't be true. The Leiva would win. He's a Mosik, like I said. The Leiva, he has the money. He's the Mosik. So you understand? You understand what I'm saying here in the Gemara?
Now that the Leiva says, I paid back, why don't we say that the Malva, if it sure gets the money, how come the Din is yet well?
Because that's why you need this Rashba. The Rashba says that even if you know there was a loan, if there's a reason to be mesupik in front of us, then that creates a suffix on the any adam pratifa. Because one person the mosik, one person adam pratifa, this wins. But if there's any suffix purai in front of us, then that suffix purai makes it into a suffix again. That's the Rashba's side. Everybody understands. If everybody understands, somebody should have a kasha. I'm talking about pshat, not the whole Rashba. Again, we're saying pshat one more time. Pshat is, the Malva says that I lent you money and you never paid. What does the Leiva say? We're saying it's a difference. If the Leiva says, it's true I borrowed money but I paid you already, it's agamari, yachlaik. If the Leiva were to say what? If the Leiva were to say, I never borrowed, then the Leiva would win. If the Leiva says he never borrowed, then the Leiva would win. L'chaira, that pshat in this Gemara is shver. And this is the way Rashach learns. In parentheses, Rashach writes, Ela de Tzarechian. If so, the Leiva should have a migul. When the Leiva says, the Leiva is saying, I paid already. It's nayach like. He should have a migul. He could have said, I never borrowed. And he should win with that migul. If what? Migul de Mezuyah, if you mean. Shem Gudel is talking about migul de Mezuyah. So you makayim it to get rid of it. When? No, that's a machlaik of tzarech l'kayim. If you hold tzarech l'kayim, everyone holds you have a migul. Right? The Gemara is no machlaikis. Everyone holds that there's a migul. The machlaikis in a minute we're going to have is whether you have a migul to say that it's not a good shtar. So one man yama says you don't have a migul because it's assumed to be kosher. And one man yama says you do have a migul. But if everyone agrees that if there's a migul, it's a migul. They're talking about migul de Mizuyah. If I'm talking about migul of Leiparati. So we'll get to migul de Mizuyah in a minute. That's the next piece of Gemara.
To deny the whole thing.
It's a chutzpah.
To deny the whole thing. So he's saying,
is it a bigger chutzpah? Yeah, I agree it's a chutzpah, but is it a bigger chutzpah to say I never borrowed than to say I paid? What's the difference? I understand, the Maid of Mikzas doesn't have a migo kaifer akol, because compared to Maid of Mikzas, kaifer akol is a chutzpah. But is it a bigger chutzpah to say I paid or to say I never borrowed? To me, it sounds the same.
It's the same
outcome,
but it's a different
chutzpah.
Say that I never borrowed something from you
at all. Say I borrowed, I paid? Is that true? I don't know.
Let me say I borrowed. And I think the Tzura says that you wouldn't say that because you're nervous that someone goes through.
That's Mezuyev. That's Mezuyev.
They say
that Mezuyev.
The
Tzura
says,
Mezuyev.
The
Tzura
says,
Mezuyev.
The Tzura says,
he's saying I'm a Zoyev. Tais going I'm a Zoyev. Because Mezuyev, you can always prove. Laila Visi, you can't prove. But he has a Migo of Laila Visi, so Laila Visi would win. But he's going to win with Laila Visi. They went off to pay the whole thing, you mean? Maybe it's a teretz. Again, Rav Shach says that this is l'chayr shver in this Gemara. If you're going to learn the Gemara the way we'll learn it, that the words loy va'im ashali or peratav lach, it's dafka that taina, that the loyva says that I paid up the chayv. If you learn the Gemara is dafka, if you learn the Gemara is Davka, and if it's Laila Visi, then the Laila would win. Rav Shach says we have this Kasha that L'chayra you should have a Migu of Parati. Believe me, I paid you with a Migu of Laila Visi. That's what Rav Shach says. Now, what Yossi's saying is that maybe it could be mechalik that a person would rather say parati and win half better than to say loilovisi, where it's double or nothing. Well, he may win everything. If he'll be able to prove that he borrowed, he'll lose everything. So I don't know. Well, that's the machlag, this Rabbi Yerushalayim Gamliel, if you need a handpick.
Okay, so
according
to Rabbi, they, we need a handpick.
You have a
handpick. It's obvious that there's no meaning. A person can't say Lula Visi if
he's could, even with a handpick. A handpick only says that it's their signature. They didn't know if the loan took place.
Yeah, why would the lawyer bring it Makai and Mishtar? They never used. The lawyer is going to bring it
if the handpick is on the Shtar already. If the handpick is on the Shtar already, it would be suspicious why. No, sometimes you Makai and Mishtar at the time you write it.
We'll do a handpick in the life.
Originally, if that's what the Malva demands, the Malva says, I'll lend you money if.
But only if I have a
shtar.
Well,
yeah, well, this is can move away. I want Bezin to be Makan. So. All right, so we're gonna learn. There's no risk. He expects to be able to. You have to realize, with or without the handpick, if he loses, it's easy to get a handpick. You just have to get someone to recognize the signatures. Handpick doesn't mean they know there was a loan. So if they're honest signatures, you always get a handpick. Okay, the main point here is that the way we're learning, we're going to learn the way the Rajba, the Rav Shach is learning, that the Hezber and the Sugya is this Hezber, that it's a case of any day of praticha, and there's reglayim ledavar, there's reason to say that there's a safik, and that's the case here where you say achlaiku.
That's the case.
What?
Is there a shaver?
You don't need a shaver because he says you gave back the shtar. The Levi's claiming he gave back the shtar. You don't need a shaver. So, al kapodim, this is the pretty much the pshat in the tzedadei hasafik of Agamara. Reb Shimon brings an interesting case on this Rashba, the Shariyoshin, Perek Hei, in Shar Hei, beginning of Perek Chaf Hei. He has a piece on the Rashba. There's a case in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen. Now, I just have to remind you, all know that what's it done by a Suffolk Pidyon HaBen? If a man has a male and a female child, a son and a daughter, and he's not sure which is the oldest, which is not. In the hospital, they got confused. They don't know which one was born first. So Safik Pidyon HaBen, we already said, it's totally a Dinei Mamin. Right? All Safik HaBen, you say, HaMaisi V'Chavei or Elav Arai. It's not considered a Safik Mitzvah, because Pidyon HaBen has a Dinei Chayv. That's a rule that we mentioned once before. There's a case in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Somebody had a bechor, a vade bechor, and he was paid to his son by giving the kohen the money toich lamed yayim within the 30 days. Maybe he knew he'll be away on the day of the pidyon haben, so he was paid to his son toich lamed yayim. Now, what's the din if you're paid the toich lamed yayim? So it depends. It depends. If the money is still around at the 31st day. Then it's a good pidyon. That everybody agrees. It's a good pidyon. If nisachlu amois, if the kohen spends the money before the 31st day, then it's a machlokes rishonim. It's actually a machlokes amiroim in the Gemara, and a machlokes rishonim had a paskin. If nisachlu amois, if the money was eaten up, whether that's good or not. Pam once told me that his father was once at a Pidyon HaBen, sitting at a Pidyon HaBen. He's talking to the Avi HaBen, and from the conversation it became clear that it was the whole Pidyon HaBen was a day too early. They invited all the relatives and they had the caterer and they were sitting there already. And the garlic and the sugar was there and all the necklaces and bracelets were there. And suddenly he realized a day too early. It happens pretty often because people think a Pinyan HaBen is the 30th day, which it's not. Pinyan HaBen is the 31st day. It's after 30 days. So what did he do? So Pam said that he did the Pinyan. And he made sure that the Kayin held on to the money to the 31st day. It was still around on the 31st day. And even though l'chatchila we don't do it, because if nesachlu amois, you get into a machlaikis. But he did a pinyan, and he held on to it till the 31st day. I'm not certain whether if he told me he made a bracha or not. I don't remember.
Why not? Why
but
make a bracha?
In Shulchan Aruch it says not to do it to 31 days. Shemi yisachlu amois. So I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the din. This is the din. The moral of the story is, those of you who are eligible to do Pinyan HaBen, just bear in mind that it's got to be the 31st day. Always ask the Shaila beforehand. Before you call the caterer, call your rabbi. But at any rate, this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Nisachlu amois is a suffix. What do you do now? Nisachlu amois is a suffix. So Shulchan Aruch, it says, if you gave the kayin the money 30 days, and the money is gone, toiv lahachmir lazar v'liftaisa. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you should be paid to him. So you answer me, what's the difference between the first case, where a man has a son and a daughter, he doesn't know which is the bechor. So there we don't say toiv lahachmir. If a man has a son and daughter, you know which is birth first, we do not say toiv lahachmir. We say, you're potter, you don't do pinyin. And this case, where you were paid the 30 days, and the money was eaten up, was used up, and it's a machlekes rishayim, it's a suffik in din. And here we do say tayv lahachmer. A riddle, what's the difference between two cases? What? They're both sveikis. One's a suffik if the boy was born first, or the girl was born first. Here it's a suffik if the ben is padu, you're not padu.
It's so high.
Looking for one phrase. The answer is, this is a case of Eini Yodei and Praticha. Right? When a man has a son and a daughter, and the son and the daughter say, Eini Yodei and Nischayafti, he doesn't know if he's ever chayiv, so he says, Amai Sohoi Avaraya. We go according to the one holding the cash. Amai Sohoi Avaraya. When a man knows he had a bechor, and he doesn't know if the pinyin was a good pinyin, that's Eini Yodei Praticha. So why in Shulchan Aruch does it say that you should be machmer and pay? Because that's a case of Eini Yodei Praticha. Eini Yodei Praticha, which is a schaivus on the pireya that he has to pay. There's a vadi schaivus.
Should the money back?
What?
Should the kohen give money back?
Why?
Why? Why should I have to pay him twice?
Oh, the old money he has to give him back, yeah.
So I don't pay him. So you give him back, I'll be right back. I don't want to lose anything. That's what it
amounts to. No, if the other coin disappeared and he's not paying you back, it's still tight laugh.
You go find another coin by the
end. You give the same one if you have to kind of find it. So that's the difference. So this is, the Rav Shimon brings this from the Rital Ghazi, from one of the Rishai, early Achrayim, the Rital Ghazi, explains this way the Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Shimon, but it doesn't stim with the Rajba. Our Rajba, it says the Gitnai test Rajba, which we're explaining there in Gitnin and Agamara, what did the Rajba say? You don't say any Adei Praticha in a case where there's a suffix lefaneinu. Where there's a clear suffix, you don't say Adei Praticha, you say Achlaiku. That's the Rajba's rule. That in a case of Adei Praticha, and we clearly have a suffix, based not on the tainus, based on the story, so then you say Achlaiku, you don't say, so here also, you should say Achlaiku. You should say Achlaiku, what? What's Achlaiku? That's a good question. What's Achlaiku? That's a good point. One second. So Shimon asked this kasha, that according to the Rajba, this doesn't stem with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that even there's a suffix that we still say Adei Praticha. Now, Taka, what does Rav Shimon mean when he says it should be Achlaiku? That I'm not sure. What kind of achlaiku? You pay two and a half shkolim to the kayin. What? Chaluka yechel yesemis. No, there's no vade rame here. So according to the tzad of vade rame, there's no vade rame. What's the problem with giving 2.5? No. You can never have to give 2.5. Even you can't. You don't have to give.
My key is to give the coin that I'm responsible to give. Whoever says I have to give 5, and this gives better, says I have to give 2.5.
Al Tilchis Chayvais, I have to give 2.5. But it won't help me be mekayem the mitzvah that rice opinion I've
had. But that's not what's bothering me. By a subject of the chor, if subject the boy came out first or the girl, we're not worried about if I need to do the mitzvah or the
rice. Going with Dina Mamanis.
So you're also Dina Mamanis as a
chor. I'll talk to you about this. I just want everyone first to make sure you chap the kasha. Kasha, the clear kasha. Okay, we have now three cases of Indian Praticha. With a suffix. The case in Gitnai Ches, the case here in our Sugya, and the case in and the case in Pidyon HaBen. I was just thinking about Pidyon HaBen, I was just thinking out loud, this Rav Shimon doesn't say this. I remember I once saw in the Stipler, he explains if a man pledges tzedakah and he dies before he gives it. A man pledges to give money to tzedakah and he dies before he gives it. So, there's a question if the children have to pay the chayv. If the children have to pay that money which was pledged to tzedakah. The stipe is explaining the tzad that you don't have to. Why shouldn't you have to? Amira creates a chiyah by mamin. So stipler, the way I remember, explains, the man only pledged that he'll give money to tzedakah if he'll get a mitzvah of tzedakah. He'll get schar na'ilam abba for a mitzvah of tzedakah. Schar na'ilam azeh for a mitzvah of tzedakah. If a man pledges tzedakah when he's alive, he's giving it al das, he's going to get something back. Just like I go to the store and I give him $100 and they give me a machine. So I'm giving the 100 to get this tape recorder. If I pledge to tzedakah, it's understood. I'm only giving the $100 to tzedakah if I get schar back. A man who died, he doesn't get schar for giving tzedakah. Because he didn't give the tzedakah. Dead people can't give tzedakah. If someone what? No. Schar could get, a person who's giving tzedakah could do things, lili nishmas ames, he gets something. But it's not his mitzvah of tzedakah. It's not his mitzvah. No. No. First of all, the machlekes mishayinim, you say, Amir l'gvayu, akim esiru l'hadya, that it's a kinyin by tzedakah. And when it's not a davar mesuyim, nobody holds it's a kinyan. It's only a promise. Well, it's a promise. They don't own it. No, they don't own it. They don't own it. If you say this tape recorder belongs to tzedakah, then it's a machlekes rishayim. If amir l'kveikim sir lahed, it applies to tzedakah. But if you don't say a davar mesuyim, just say, I'm going to give $100, they don't own anything. It's a chayv. Money you owe. I mean with the stipler to say here also, there's a tzad that I have to give 5 shkolim to Pidyon HaBen. But I only have to give the 5 shkolim if I'm going to get a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. L'maisa, I have to... It's true, paying it is a din lam. But I have to get in return a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. To me, it doesn't make any sense. Yachloiku, I'm going to give 2.5 shkolim. I don't have to give 2.5. Because I'm giving 2.5, I'm not gaining a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen no matter what. Because for 2.5 shkolim, I don't get a mitzvah. Either I was mekayim it before, either we passed it to mandiyama, I was mekayim it before, or I wasn't mekayim it. The 2.5 is not going to give me a mitzvah pinyan aben. So to me, the whole idea of yachloiku by pinyan aben money doesn't seem to be something that should make sense. There should be yachloiku. Elamai, I don't know elamai. That's what Shimon's asking. So what should you do? But to say that it should be yachloiku. You understand what I'm saying? That Yechloiku makes no sense by Pidyon HaBen. Because if I'm not getting the mitzvah, I don't have to do it. But let me ask you. Let's say you have a father. And all he has is 4 shkolim. That's all he has. It's the day of Pidyon HaBen. You tell him, okay, so give 4 to the kayin. I don't think so. If I owe someone $100 and all I have is $80, I have to give him the 80. But if I owe a kayim five and I only have four, it doesn't make sense to be chayim me to give it to him because I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. I don't have to pay pinyan abem money if I'm would I not receive a mitzvah for it. So there's a shaila by hefekazayis a matzah if there's chatzis shira by matzahs, by mitzvahs. No, by momenes there certainly isn't. By momenes there isn't. Chatzis shira is the things that have midi da'achila. Let's say the shayfer, if you only had tekiah without a chewing of tekiah, just one tekiah, there's no mitzvah at all. Chris Megillah, you're only going to hear a few psukim, we're not the whole Megillah. It's nothing. It's a double shalei. It's not like a shir of Kazayis, which is a shir. So it's a suffix if there's chatzis shir. Okay, at any rate, Iker Dvareinu is the Rashba, who says, Benedem Praticha, if there's a suffix lefaneinu, it's Yachlaiku. Now, given, Shnayim Adukim Bishtar should be Yachlaiku. Everyone agrees. So what's the machlaikis? So let's learn the Gemara. Yiskayim ashtar b'chay, some of the very Rabbi. Rabbi doesn't say achlaiku. He says yiskayim. Shem gam liyalayim yachlaiku. Then there's one more case. Nafal liyadayin liyotzi elamis. Rabbi Yaisi amar huharyu b'ches kasai. And we don't know what this means. Nafal liyadayin. The Gemara will explain it on the other days. Amar. Yiskayim ashtar b'chay samot. V'gavi leimal v'kule. Does Rabbi hold that the malva could be mekayim the shtar and be tevei everything? For less lay masnisin shnayim ozim betalis. He doesn't hold the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman. Bimekoyim divrei kol yachlok. There's really no machlokes lagabi shnayim ozim. Lagabi shnayim ozim, everybody holds yachloka. Ki pligi b'sheinu mekoyim. They're arguing by a shtar that's not mekoyim. Rabbi savar ma'ida b'shtar shakas v'tzarach lekayimai. V'yimekayim leipalik. If you're not mekayim, it's garbage. Maitamachas mebialmu, it's just a piece of clay that you throw in the garbage. Ma'akamash v'leila ha'ishtara. Who's saying that it's a good shtar? Leiva. Hakama depriya. He has the clay to say he paid. Shem gamliel sava ma'idu b'shash ha'kasvai. Ein tzarech l'kayimai. V'afal pid leimekayim leyachlaiku. Interesting. There's no machlaikis l'gabi yachlaiku. Everybody holds shnayim ozim yachlaiku. Totally different machlaikis. Machlaikis of ma'ida b'shtar shekasvai if tzarech l'kaimai or ain't tzarech l'kaimai. What's this machlaikis? Again, just to get started, what's the pashtus ma'ida b'shtar shekasvai? What should be the din? Pashtus, huh? Pashtus, Maida Bishtar. Somebody comes with a shtar against you. Should he have to be Mekayim or he shouldn't have to be Mekayim to win? If you agree, you owe him, there's nothing to fight about. If you're denying, or you're saying you paid. Huh? Good. All right. This Machloikis is, I always tell you, what's the classic case of Migul? Classic case of Migul? Huh? Prua, Migul de Mezuyev. Like if you want to think of an example of me, it goes Prua, Migul de Mezuyev. Okay, good morning. This is Prua, Migul de Mezuyev. And I always told you Prua, Migul de Mezuyev, it's a machlokes if there's Prua, Migul de Mezuyev or not. We passed it, there's such a thing as Prua, Migul de Mezuyev. But that's a machlokes here, Rabbi Yoram Shimon Gamliel. I'm explaining to you just Pshat, Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. If you hold, Moide Bishtar Shakos Vaitzarach Lekaimai, it means. If you come and you say, oh, your money, you show a shtar, and I say perua, I have a migu, I could have said mezuyif. That makes sense if tzarech l'kayma. In other words, it's not a shtar without a kiyum. It's not a shtar unless you're mekayim it. Now, I'm moida, it's a good shtar. But if you're relying on me to be moida, I'm saying perua, I could have said mezuyif. Rebbe holds that there's such a thing as Perua Migul de Mezuyev. Why do I have a Migul de Mezuyev? Because Tzarech L'Kaimai. Because the Shtar is not Makoyim. It's Tzarech L'Kaimai. Rav Shem Gamliel holds there's no such thing as Perua Migul de Mezuyev. You hear? Rav Shem Gamliel holds there's no such thing as Perua Migul de Mezuyev. Because he holds that if someone has a Shtar, it's assumed to be kosher. Ma'ida b'shtar shekasai ain't Tzarech L'Kaimai. A normal shtar is assumed to be kosher. Hayais, it's assumed to be kosher. You don't have an eagle of the mezuzah if you can't say mezuzah. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. They're arguing if there's such a thing as Pru'ah Migah Mizayif. Now, Rebbe is very passionate. Rebbe Shita is easily understood. I say, Pru'ah, believe me, I could have said Mizayif. Nothing much to explain. Shimon Gamliel, though, is a bit of a problem. I'll tell you why. If you come to me with a shtar that I borrowed money, if I would say Mizayif, what would happen? You'd have to. You'd lose without a kiyum. Reb Shimon says, "Ma'ida b'shtar shekasva." He doesn't need a kiyum. But if I deny that the shtar was ever written, then you do need a kiyum. So if Shimon says ma'ida, I could say mezuyif and get away with it. But he's saying that if I say perua, I don't have a migo mezuyif. Why not? Why shouldn't perua have a migo mezuyif? Why don't you get a hold? If I say I paid, why don't I have a migo? I could have been mezayif. I could have said it's mezayif. So there are two pshatim in the Rishayim in Subis Taf Yutes, where this is brought. Tosis asks this kasha. Why the Rav Shimon Gamliel, don't you have a migo of mezayif? And Tosis there says his teretz first. If you look in the Nachlas David, here in Agamar, Nachlas David brings Tosis. That a person's afraid to say mezuyif. Because if you say mezuyif on a shtar, you could easily be caught. Because even if no one saw the shtar being signed, but someone could recognize the signature. And since someone could possibly recognize the signature, so you're afraid to say mezuyif. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says there's no perua migdal the mezuyif. People would rather lie and say perua, where they can't be caught, rather than say mezuyif, where they could be caught. That's Tosis Pshat. Tosis brings B'Shem HaKuntris, which is Rashi and the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Bav Kuf Ayin, where it's also Tzuket Sechent. Rashi and the Rashbam have a different Pshat. They say, Min HaTorah, every shtar is B'cheskes Kasher. In a Torah, every shtar is b'chazaka that it's a kosher shtar. And when the Rabbanan said you have to be mekayim, you only have to be mekayim it if the person says mezuyif. But typically, every shtar is assumed to be kosher. That's how they explain Rav Shimon Gamliel. This leads us back on the road to the Reb Chaim. Of Koyach Hashtar. Reb Chaim's big yisod, it's in the Grach Hilchos Eidos Perikei. Reb Chaim has this important yisod, which in Gittin we use all the time, that there's a concept of Koyach Hashtar. What is Koyach Hashtar? Koyach Hashtar is that the Torah created a Metzias of Shtar, which is assumed to be good. We bend over backwards to assume shtaros are good. Right? We say, Eidim achsumim b'shtar k'mishin nechkru eidusim b'bez. Eidim are assigned a shtar, it's as if they were nechkru in bez. Now, you all heard the phrase, we had it in Gittin. Eidim achsumim b'shtar k'mishin nechkru eidusim b'bez. Let me ask you a question. What's better to bring into bez? Listen carefully. What's better for you to bring into bez? Two live witnesses that will say testimony what they saw, that you lent someone money, or a shtar signed by these two witnesses that says that they saw you borrow money. Which is better?
It could be that it didn't happen between the shtar. It signed it kashav it's much worse.
No. The b'damal. So which is better?
Live witnesses.
Live witnesses is better, huh? Everybody agree? What's better, live witnesses or eyewitnesses on a shtar? Logic dictates it's better to bring in live witnesses than to bring witnesses on a shtar, right? Isn't that right? Huh? No? It's better to bring live witnesses, assuming they're still alive. Better than to bring, if I could go to Bezdin, let's say I have a shtar. I lent you money, I have a shtar. I think to myself, Why do I have to bring the shtar? I'll bring the real live people in. So if somebody has a good lawyer, the lawyer will say, leave the witnesses home. Bring in the shtar. You know why the shtar is better? You bring in a shtar, it's finished, it's done. You bring in the witnesses, Bezdin starts asking them questions. Bezdin starts asking them shilas, witnesses. You ask them questions, you try to get them to contradict each other in certain cases. Huh? The Torah gave a kayach to shtar, which is more than witnesses. That a shtar is assumed to be good. Why? So to make it a little more understandable, we explain this, that the world can't exist without, business can't run without shtaris. If business could only run with live witnesses, without shtaris, you couldn't run business, it wouldn't be shayach. Because basically, every time you borrow money, you lend money, you buy a house, you sell a house, what are you going to do, 20 years later, the Marikam will come and say, when did you buy my house? Okay, 20 years, let's say 3 years later, he'll come and say, where? The house, he'll say, there were witnesses, I bought it. Where are the witnesses? Are you going to go track them down? Wherever they may be. If I had to track down the witnesses of Simon Ksuba, I have a hard time. I don't remember where they were. I don't even know if I could read their handwriting. Shtarais are necessary in the world the way the world is. The Torah recognized such a kayach hashtar, it's like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is going on a Rambam, the following Rambam. The Rambam says, we know there's a din of Nitsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, Edusan B'Teila. If you have a bunch of witnesses who come to Bez and they say Reuven killed Shimon, or Reuven lent Shimon money, one, even if you have 50 witnesses, if one of them is a Karav Apostle, they're all out. Right? They're all Apostle. Provided that they plan to say this together. If they didn't plan to say this together, I see something, it happens to be, let's say you have a chuppah, you have two witnesses. The father of the kala also sees the ring being given over. So why don't you say, Nimsech HaMiyam Karav Apostle? Huh? The father also sees it. The briska makbid, that the relatives don't look, because of this havamim. But what's the answer? Why isn't every chuppah apostle? Because the relatives saw it also. What's the answer? They only say Nimsech HaMekar V'Apostle if they plan to say this together. If you don't plan to say this together, Ma Yasu Shneim, when they see Reuven Karav killed Shimon, and there's a Karav there. Ma Yasu Shnei Achim Sharo Be'echa Shargas HaNefesh. So what did you do if two brothers saw someone killed? So the guy get away with it? No, the two brothers just shouldn't plan to be Aiden together. Zok the Rambam, what about a shtar that has five signatures and one is a karev? Is that a kosher shtar? If you have five signatures and one's a karev? Zok the Rambam, you have to call in the witnesses and ask them, did you plan to say Aiden together? If they plan to say Aiden together, shtar is no good. It's out. If they didn't plan to say Aiden together, then it's good. Sometimes one witness signs and you run off looking for another witness. This witness didn't plan to say with any other witness. The Rambam says it depends if they plan to say together. Let me just finish. What happens if you can't find the witnesses? You have five witnesses signed, one's a Kariv, and you can't find them. You can't ask them. What's the din? It's like the Rambam, it's kosher. The shtar is kosher. The Rambam's lashon is that efsher. The Rambam's word is efsher chasmu ksherim and venichu makayim v'chasmu psulim. It's a kosher shtar because efsher the ksherim signed, they left the space, and later psulim signed. So zot Reb Chaim, efsher. That's how you teveya money from someone. It comes on with a shtar and teveya. You say it's possible. I say, Efshur, it's kosher. That's how you tevei a moment, because Efshur, it's a kosher shtar. So, Reb Chaim, this is the aside of Kayach HaShtar. If you have a shtar, and you could touch up the shtar two ways, one way that's machshur it, and one way that passes it, the concept of Kayach HaShtar is that we're always machshur shtaris. Whenever we have sveikas and shtar, that's the concept of Kayach HaShtar. that were makshir a shtar. You have to ask the first four if they plan to say this with the fifth. Right? That would be the nafkamin. But anyway, this is Reb Chaim's side, which is the kavan of Rashi. When Rashi says, Amigo's not going to help. It's not going to knock off the shtar. The shtar be'etzem is a kosher shtar. And therefore, there's no idea of Amigo the Mezuyif. And this is the aside of Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's what Rebbe argues in.